B-Pod Studios.
Morning show without Roy this morning, enjoying the fruits of Puerto Rico. What is the temperature down there right now? Tell me what the forecast is today.
I don't know. Do we really want to know?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, we want to know.
Oh, give me a second then.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Don't tell him.
Hey Siri. Hey Siri. Really? She hates me.
Hey Siri, what's the temperature in Puerto Rico?
It's currently 77 degrees in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
That's where he is, San Juan.
Hey, Siri, what's the weather in Puerto Rico today?
It's currently partly cloudy and 77 degrees in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Expect rain and partly cloudy skies starting in the morning with mixed conditions for the rest of the day. Today's high will be 84 degrees and the low will be 77.
What a kick in the pants.
You're not one of those people that would be happy if it rained on him, right?
No, not me.
I am.
No.
I'd be like, good, it rained.
I actually talked to Roy when he got to Puerto Rico yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Was he complaining about the accommodations?
No, actually, we were trying to figure out your birthday present, and it still hasn't arrived.
Okay, there's no problem.
So we were going to celebrate your birthday today, but I feel like it's a big enough thing where we might have to celebrate your birthday on Monday, buddy.
No problem. Well, my birthday's on Sunday.
Okay.
So for the radio,
it's closer.
For the radio, we can celebrate it on Monday if it means my present, which is not that big of a deal, but I thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Dean's birthday is tomorrow, although because of the rain here, we're celebrating it today.
Okay.
We will, and I think Nicole's coming, but she can. All right, well, let's do this in steps. We'll talk about what's going on in our world, and then we'll play more throwback hits, and then we've got to update you on what happened at about 8:30 yesterday, because so many people that are listening right now
have no idea.
Y'all have no idea what happened yesterday. Like, Nicole can't hear us right now in her studio that she normally listens to the show to us in. She has a studio, like, just down the hallway a little bit. We can see her through monitors. She can see us, but she can't hear us.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a reason for that, and we'll explain that coming up in just a little bit. But I do think Nicole's coming to my son's party today, but you can't make it because you're not going to be here. Where are you going?
We are supposed to go to the beach today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never been to Myrtle.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to North Myrtle, and our goal is to be out of the house. This is what's on my mind for today.
Yeah.
Our goal is to be out of the house by 11:30. Because we can pick my son up from school at 12 and hit the road. Now,
you got to leave here by 10:15 to make that happen.
I'd like to be out of here by 10.
Yeah, I mean, no later than 10:15.
Yeah. So, but I have not packed yet. Mm. My husband has not packed yet. The kids are packed.
Mm.
Elena is packed. And we're the two last minute, you know, people in the house. So, if the line is 11:30, I am definitely taking the over. We will not be out of the house in time to pick Cash up and get on the road.
Okay. All right. So, and what is it, like 4 hours?
I don't know. I've never been.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's true. I think it's about 4 hours.
Okay.
Rain tomorrow, I think.
I know.
But that's cool. There's tons of indoor stuff to do in Myrtle.
Yeah, and no mask mandate.
Yeah, you're vaccinated. What do you care?
Well, my kids aren't.
Well, I woke up to some sad news this morning.
Oh, no.
For me, there was a rapper in the early 90s by the name of Humpty Hump.
Oh, yeah.
He did the Humpty Dance.
He passed away?
He passed away last night. They found him in his hotel room at 57. His name is Shock G is his stage name, Humpty Hump. But his name was Greg, and it was such a random thing that I struck up a friendship with this guy. And I've since lost touch with him in about
mid-2000s.
Personally. Kind of. In like 1998, I did an interview with him in Little Rock, Arkansas, and we kind of hit it off. And I partied with him after the show in the hotel room.
Okay.
And then in Tucson, when I worked there, I saw him again. Same deal. Came to the radio station. We hung out. And then, like, he lived in Sacramento for a little while when I lived there. And we would watch Kings games together, like basketball games and stuff. And I honestly hung out with him. And he was really good musically. He wasn't just like a rapper with a novelty song that we're going to play here in a minute. Like, he would play keyboard. He would listen to jazz.
That's cool.
He was really cool, but also super eccentric and kind of out there. And so I lost...
Like you would expect most artists to be.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, he's responsible for pretty much bringing Tupac to the scene and a lot of West Coast rap and stuff. So Humpty Hump, a.k.a. Shock G, a.k.a. Greg Jacobs, passed away in a hotel in Tampa. So in honor of that and the small friendship that I had with him, very, very funny, very cool guy. We'll do the Humpty Dance this morning here with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show playing all the throwback hits. Roy out today on vacation. Loren's here. Producer Nicole's in the studio this morning. Working out of the studio this morning because her studio doesn't work after the disaster that was yesterday.
Ugh, this whole week was a nightmare.
Oh, it really was.
We haven't had a normal day.
No, Monday. What happened Monday? Our drive was down,
right?
Which is where we like save everything and put things into the computer, and we had to do.
And that was down Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah,
Tuesday the fire department was here.
There was a fire alarm that wasn't a false alarm. There was heat coming from one of our control rooms.
Mm-hmm. Guys, that was Monday.
Okay, so that was Monday.
God, Monday was the day that didn't end, huh?
But the R drive was down for also Tuesday and Thursday, so the way that we did things was different Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then the R drive was back yesterday, so yesterday was supposed to be a hooray type of day.
Maybe the R drive is what, knocked everything out yesterday because we lost power here in the building, and then the lights came back up, TVs came back up, but the radio stations did not come back.
No, and we mean radio stations across the board. The Beasley Media Group radio stations were down. They're still down some capacity. Like Phil and Mel are operating out of a different studio this morning on K104.7 because their studio is not working.
I think somebody else was operating out of a backup studio, too.
I think Power 98 was. But yeah, it was a nightmare yesterday. Loren was in the middle of a story about how a friend of hers got stuck in her dress because the zipper broke. And what was so funny about it and what I found so fascinating was that she didn't ask somebody at the store for help. She texted her friend chain and said, hey, anyone near the South Park Mall that could come help me? I'm stuck in my dress. The zipper broke. And then all of a sudden we went out. And and normally when we go out, like we could lose the station for a minute. We come back on. Y'all, we were out until about 9:45 for over an hour yesterday.
It was like an hour and a half.
The only way you could get KISS was through the stream. And
even that was touch
and go. Through HD. Mm-hmm. So we're back. And that's why we tweeted yesterday. We could really use the free-for-all. We need it today.
And maybe a drink.
Why are we going to have a birthday, early birthday celebration drink?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
I don't have any chasers.
We have vodka, don't we?
CBS opens at 7.
Yeah, I'll go over and get Zing Zang. We'll do Bloody Marys in here. Let's do that. We need it after the week we had. All right. We're just joking, of course. Nobody's going to drink in the studio. All right. Couple shout-outs. Let's see. 704 says MRL. This is Nick from Gastonia. Can I get a shout-out to the city of Gastonia? Of course you can. We love the gas house, as we call it.
Where's your girl?
Who's my... Oh, Gastonia?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
She's the best.
Yeah, she said this.
Belmont, the Ballantine of Gaston County. Bitches!
So coming in hot at 6:30 on a Monday or a Friday.
704 says it's my 55th birthday and I want to party hard. That's from Kaz. There you go. Happy birthday. And people are saying they need to know how your friend got out of the dress.
You'll never know.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kilo, I wish all the throwback hits every Friday morning, all morning long. The only radio show doing so in the Queen City is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. KISS 95.1. Loren, we made a good announcement yesterday before we were knocked off the air for an hour.
Yeah, we did. We want to celebrate moms all across the Carolinas. And we are going to be giving away a hotel night stay at the Grand Bohemian Hotel, spa treatment, and we're even going to throw in dinner so that mom doesn't have to cook. I can't tell you how amazing that sounds, and I wish I was eligible for this.
Well, we sat around and we were talking about Mother's Day and what we could do for moms this year, especially after a pandemic when the moms are, you know, doing everything, shuttling their kids, teaching their kids, feeding their kids, bathing their... Like, listen, it's the job is thankless and endless. And Loren goes, yeah, there's one thing that moms want.
They want to get away.
They want to get away from everybody. Get away from it all. So you can head to kiss951.com right now to sign up for the MRL show Mother's Day Getaway. And like Lorenz said, we will feed the family while you're gone. So your concerns are nil. Nothing. Just enjoy the spa day. Now, another shocking thing was revealed to us yesterday. You have never been to the Bohemian Spa.
I have not.
What's the deal with that?
I know. I mean, we just, I really haven't been out and about yet. So we just started going places. We just took, Elena and I just took the kids for ice cream the other day. Mm-hmm. And we sat outside at Hawker's here in Southend. And that was the very first time I've even had the kids in a restaurant in over a year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, but it's true. There's my neighbor took her daughter, who's 1.5, to Target for the first time. And she was like in Candyland.
Yeah. This was the first time Jackson had ever been to a restaurant, period.
It's crazy.
And let me tell you something. My kids don't know how to act. And I'm sorry if you were sitting next to us on the patio. Cash was an angel for once. Jackson. Like, just using his voice because he's learning now.
Right.
But, I mean, it is, like, at a decibel that you, like, dogs and cats were probably burying their heads. I'm like looking around going, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm going to have to buy this patio a drink.
Well, the good news is that Lorraine and her family won't be here this weekend. They'll be in Myrtle.
Yes, so you're safe to go to Hawkers.
Yeah.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Check out social media this morning. Maybe you'll be lucky enough to see some of the cool photos and videos that people are taking of SpaceX, which flew right over Charlotte this morning on its way to the space station. I think there's 3 astronauts in it heading up to the space station.
I am so jealous that we did not see it.
And you don't really care about that stuff. Normally it's like Roy and I that are like, oh, go look up at the sky.
Yeah, but you guys like really boring, like, aviation pushbacks. Like... just the plane getting carted onto the runway. You guys love that. And
We're very nerdy about stuff like that.
I would rather get a root canal.
By the way, there's a report, and I think it is true, that the overlook at the airport's going away. Very sad. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to build a new one, but they're putting a runway right where the overlook is now, a bigger runway, so that we could have planes take off and land from going to Asia. Which would be really cool.
Cool.
So, 803 sent a text message and took a picture, video of something flying in the sky. They go, hey, what is this in the sky? I know you guys love planes, but I don't think this is a plane. Help. What is this? This is from Buffalo, South Carolina, 5:50 this morning. We wrote back, well, that's the SpaceX rocket going to outer space. They go, holy smokes, that's awesome. I had no idea. So they took video of something and they had no idea what they were looking at, which was really cool.
That is cool.
Loren, an article came out and said the things you can never find when you're looking for them. There's 5 things on this list we found at the NewYorkPost.com.
I would think that your keys would be on there.
Guess what?
Keys is not on there,
so that's a Loren list. That's okay, because I have 2 that weren't on the list either.
Is your wallet?
Wallet is not on there either.
Is this more like paperclip?
It's more like... something I'm craving to eat. I go and I look in the pantry. I go look in the refrigerator when I'm starving, and I can't find it. I can't find anything I want.
Is it something? It's something specific.
They can't find their phones when they're looking for their phones. That's 4.
How did phones make the list, but your wallet and your keys did not?
Most people don't lose that stuff, Loren. They put it in the same spot every day, all day, so they know where it is.
Somebody just tucked in. Remote, money, phone.
Money's not on the list. Pen and pencil was.
Yeah.
When you're trying to... So don't think of home either. Like, this could be like if you're in the car or you're at work or wherever you are and you need something real quick and you can't find it.
Okay.
Flashlight. You know where a flashlight is in your house?
I mean, there's one on your phone now.
Well, yeah, but if you don't know where your phone is, if you're trying to find a flashlight to find your phone under the couch. And then batteries was 1 on the list.
Batteries is something that, like, before we moved into this house and our garage got reorganized... we could never find batteries. Now there's a whole drawer dedicated to batteries in the garage.
716 said birth certificate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A chapstick, someone said. You can never find chapstick.
Okay.
I know where my chapstick is. I have 1 in my car and 1 in my bathroom drawer.
You don't carry one on you.
No. And you know what I do? I'm going to bring this up just after 7 because my wife thinks I'm very strange for keeping this in my car. And I want to see if I'm the only one that does this. I keep something in my car for emergency purposes. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, because I keep a lot in my car, too.
All right, let's find out. We're going to switch to what you have in your car, and you think no one else does.
Living life through Lauren's eyes.
You know, if the two of you, my husband and my kids, could all just fall in line and live in Lauren's world, we would all be so much happier.
Hear Lauren weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
Fall in line to Lauren.
That's it. All aboard. All aboard the crazy train. About to leave the station.
Literally, the crazy train is leaving the station this afternoon. You're heading down to Myrtle.
I am.
There it goes.
First time.
Are you in charge of everything when you get down there?
You mean like meals and stuff?
Because it's like, I'll fall in line to Lauren. Like, will you be running things or are you sitting this one back and letting...
Oh, no. My sister-in-law is coming.
Okay. So she'll run everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like that? Do you like taking a back seat and like having somebody else be in charge?
Yeah, because I enjoy making the side comments, like when something goes wrong.
All right. 704 texted in and says, y'all, this is the best free-for-all. Another 704 says, y'all have me lit this morning. And then we got another message for someone from 980 that says, y'all are hilarious. Thanks for making my way to work so entertaining. We're all drained since the pandemic started, and y'all make my mornings easier.
Aww.
Currently on my way to work on the COVID unit, and after seeing people struggle for so long, it's nice to at least have a way to disconnect on my way to work. Thank you. And thank you for the work that you do
Absolutely.
On the COVID unit, keeping us all safe. We appreciate it. As you head into work this morning... Look around your car and see if you see something in your car that you think maybe no one else has. 704-570-9595.
Meaning you said you keep something strange in your car. Your wife thinks it's strange?
My wife thinks it's strange and she says I need to get rid of it. I keep a safety water in my car.
Oh, dude, that's not good.
That's what I hear. And it's a safety water in case, God forbid, I have like a choking hazard or like one of the kids have a choking hazard, and no, it's not chilled, and no, I don't like change it out. It's just in my door, and it's been there since probably January. And in January, it was nice because it was cold out, so it always stay cold. Now it's warming up, and Amanda's like, we were cleaning out my car, and she's like, get rid of this. And I was like, no, that's my safety water.
Dude, do you know how hot it gets in your car?
Dude, it's not even full. It's like half of water.
Oh, Manny, that's disgusting.
It's like I drank it and then saved it as a safety water. But, Loren, think about it. Before you say it's gross, isn't it important to have a safety water in case there's a choking hazard in my car? I can't have a cooler in the car 24/7.
I don't know, dude. What happens if it's hot and you go to give it to the kids and they burn their mouth?
It beats choking. Sophie's choice, right?
Right.
This or that. Choke or burn.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
What do you have in your car that you think maybe nobody else has?
So I have like a lot of like random things in there. So I have a snack for Jackson just in case like we're out and he gets hungry.
What if that melts or goes bad?
Nope. It is a wrapped individual cracker. And yes, if we don't use it, it does get changed out once a month. Because
okay.
I think they go stale.
I'll
in
change my water out.
Okay. Yeah, you might want to change the water out. And like put your water in the very bottom of the glove box or somewhere that it doesn't get light or under your seat or somewhere that it'll stay cold.
It's not in the center console. It's in my door. Okay. Like kind of down.
Okay.
I have like a little cubby in my door.
Okay. I have tweezers in my car.
So does somebody else just sent that.
Because listen, I swear to you, I will pluck wax, thread, everything. But then I get in the car and I see thousands of new hairs.
That's awesome.
In my unibrow.
Our friend teacher Sarah texted and says, I have tweezers.
Oh,
look at that. How convenient. No wonder why she loves the show.
Yeah. She by the way, she DM'd me last night because I posted pictures of my family at the strawberry patch. And remember I said Dallas, I didn't think Dallas was going to be able to go because it was during the week.
Yep.
But I wanted him to go to torture him.
Yep. This last weekend you wanted him to, but it got canceled.
Yes. He went last night. And she DM'd me and she was like.
Producer Nicole, what do you got in your car? That's strange. You think
I don't
nobody else.
Tell you.
Come on. What do you have?
That's weird. I feel like, you know who would have some weird stuff in their car?
I know. He's not here.
Roy Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's on vacation, you guys.
I have a bag of cat food in case I see any stray cats.
Oh, my. I'm done.
Going home in case they need food.
Where do you keep it?
I can't. In the back, in the very back.
And is it specifically for that?
Mm-hmm.
Or was
like,
it?
Like when I, at the gym that I work out at, there's a couple of stray cats and I,
Oh, you're the crazy cat
lady. I got
lady.
Like a cup in the bag, so I'll just give it some kibble.
Okay. You are so funny. No dog food though? No dog treats?
No, just cat food.
I just imagine Nicole driving down the road and like seven cats prancing behind her because she fed them and now they want to be fed forever.
Let's see. I always have safety water in the car, says somebody. I have coasters. I have actual car coasters for my drinks in my car.
I think that's a good idea.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah. Somebody has nail glue, tanning lotion, and goggles for the tanning bed, so I don't forget them.
Well.
704 says I have a roll of toilet paper in my car.
That's not bad. That's
somebody not. Has a pretty hefty-duty rolling pin in their car.
Why? Is that your baseball bat in case somebody breaks in?
My mom put it in there when I went off to college almost 7 years ago. I just never took it out. And then they did say it's a weapon if they needed it.
I was like, is it for security?
They just never took it out. Another 704 says they keep a blow-up mattress in their car because they like to spend the night at friends' houses and they don't like to inconvenience them by having to worry about a place for them to sleep, so they'll just take the blow-up mattress.
What? What?
980's got a grilled cheese maker in their car. We're talking about the strange things you have in your car. 704 has a trash can in their car because my kids are a hot mess and I can't deal with my car being messy, so they have a garbage can in their car.
I'm mad at you.
No, these are so funny. Listen, there are so many to get through. Thank you guys for sharing them. We'll do this on the wrap party today. We'll talk more.
Yeah, because they're, a ton coming in and they're hilarious. Somebody has a whole vacuum in their car.
Hey, they make one of the soccer mom SUVs. And yes, I'm saying soccer mom SUV specifically, has a vacuum built into the car.
Oh, really?
Yes. You pull the hose out. And then it just vacuums it. Interesting.
No, I will never drive a minivan.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. Roy is out today. He is in Puerto Rico celebrating a little vacation. Not really celebrating anything, right?
Just no, went on vacation. Just because you went on vacation. Roy's gone on vacation. I've been stuck here. I'm just going to Myrtle this weekend.
Yeah, you are going to Myrtle. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that's a Band-Aid, though. I need a vacation.
Well, we got some time coming in the summer, Lorraine. Hold your passport.
I can't.
Hold your passport and hold your horses. So Roy will be back with us on Monday. We checked the weather. 77 right now, going up to 85 today in
not
Puerto
here.
Rico. Today doesn't look bad here, though. It should be 70, sunny, and then tomorrow rain, and then back to nice again on Sunday.
Okay.
All right, how are you feeling? You ready to be smart and play Can't Beat Lorraine?
Yeah, I think so.
She's got 11 wins, you guys. We're looking for someone to take her down in 5 pop culture questions. Producer Nicole, the prize is?
Free cheer wine.
Free cheer wine for a year from our friends at Cheerwine. If you could beat Lorraine, you get that. Will you take her down? We'll find out. Call 704-570-9595 to play 5 pop culture questions against Lorraine.
Now, it's time for a Can't Beat Lorraine.
Lorraine.
On Kiss 95.1.
Shannon, welcome to the Manny, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Good morning.
You are playing Can't Beat Lorraine again. You tied me last time. See how you do on a Friday.
All right, Lorraine, you got to get out.
I'm going.
Headphones down, airplane mode sweatshirt on, mask on, and she's heading out, and she just closed the door. She's gone. All right, Shannon, 5 pop culture questions. Let's see how you do, okay?
Okay.
Snoop Dogg dropped new music on 420. And the song that he dropped basically said that he smoked God's good green earth with the 44th president, whose wife is Michelle. Who is that?
Barack Obama.
Question number 2. Prince Harry marked Earth Day with a video for his African Parks organization where he honors his late grandfather. What was his name?
Philip.
Question three, Orlando Bloom's fiance and baby mama hinted at a possible Vegas residency coming up. Her name is?
Katy Perry.
Jennifer Lopez is in a good place following her split with A-Rod. She's been leaning on her ex-husband and their 13-year-old twins. Which ex-husband does she have twins with?
Mark Anthony.
John Travolta remembers the fairy tale moment he danced with Princess Diana at Reagan's 1985 gala dinner at the White House. John played Danny alongside Olivia Newton-John in what movie?
Grease.
Oh, come on in, Lauren. No wonder why you tie. You did very well. She got them all correct.
Okay.
So, is there another tie in the future for you two? Let's find out. Snoop Dogg celebrated 420 by dropping a new song where he basically admits to smoking God's good green earth with the 44th president who's married to someone named Michelle. Who is that?
Barack Obama.
Prince Harry marked Earth Day with a video for his African Parks organization where he honors his late grandfather. What's his name?
Philip.
Orlando Bloom's fiance and baby mama hinted at a possible Vegas residency coming up. She is?
Katy Perry.
Question four. Jennifer Lopez is in a good place following her split with A-Rod. She's been leaning on her ex-husband and their 13-year-old twins. Which ex-husband does she have twins with?
Mark Anthony.
And John Travolta remembers that fairy tale moment he danced with Princess Diana at Reagan's 1985 gala dinner at the White House. John played Danny alongside Olivia Newton-John in what movie?
Grease.
Sure it's not Grease 2?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Grease.
You guys got them all correct. Good job. It is a 5-5 tie.
Shannon, you did it again.
Yeah, one day I'll beat you.
Let's hear it.
I'm Shannon from Mint Hill, and I can't beat Loren, but I can tie her again.
Thanks for playing, Shannon. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Enjoying all the throwback hits with the legendary Friday free-for-all. No Roy today. He's enjoying the fun in Puerto Rico. Posted a really cute picture of he and Sterling yesterday.
I know.
Did you see them?
Mm-hmm.
So happy. Roy looks great.
We should repost him.
Okay, well, first, if you go to at the MRL show right now on our Insta, you'll see the cool visual that we all got this morning. Except the three of us in here didn't get to see it. We only saw it through your pictures and videos. SpaceX, on its way to the space station, flew right over Uptown. And it was clear as can be, perfect morning for it. So you can see a spaceship flying right over Uptown Charlotte right now if you head to at the MRL show. Thanks to our friend Brad Panovich for letting us post his video. Loren, do you remember the day that you had Cash and Jax?
Yes. Well, yeah, I think so.
Do you remember where Dal was?
He was right by my side.
And what he was doing, was he ready for you?
Well, we were induced both times.
Okay.
So yes, he was ready.
This is a crazy story. I think it comes from Great Britain. A dad-to-be got his head stuck in a fishbowl just before his baby was born. That's so funny.
It sounds like something I would be. Do you know how mad I would be? I'd be like, this day is not about you.
So listen to this. In Great Britain, a woman told a story about how she shared her goofy, fun-loving couple. They're a goofy, fun-loving couple, and they like to do silly things to make each other laugh. So when they were walking out the door to go to the hospital for his wife's pregnancy after her water broke, he grabbed a glass fishbowl-style lampshade and stuck it on his head. He immediately regretted the choice because it was stuck, and they tried for a bit to get it off. But he admits his wife was over it pretty quick because, you know, she's ready to go have a baby. So the dad-to-be had to drive to the hospital like that with the fishbowl on his head, and he had to walk into the hospital doing the walk of shame with the fishbowl lamp on his head.
I would be so embarrassed. I'd probably break it, to be honest with you.
Fortunately, his wife had a good sense of humor. She joked with the nurses, telling everyone, yep, I'm having his baby. That's the baby daddy right there. So listen to this. While his wife went into one room to begin prepping to have her baby, he was taken to another room where a male nurse used some sort of lube or gel to remove the lampshade. 4 hours later, the couple welcomed their baby girl, and the dad says he got hazed by the nurses, and they never forgot that.
I would imagine so.
So here's a question we have for you, and we have just a little time here before we get back to more throwbacks. What was your husband doing while you were having the baby. 704-570-9595. Where was your husband when your water broke and you had to tell him, rush home, we're going to the hospital?
I'm pretty sure my dad was at the bar when my mom's water broke. She was not happy about that. But in my birthing video to Jackson, like I did a little like reel afterwards of the events of the day. And Dallas, we were supposed to check into the hospital at 7:30. Dallas was not even ready to walk out the door to go to the hospital until 7:40. We were an hour late.
He's going to be late to his own funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be any fault of yours.
No.
It'll be like Dal won't fit in the casket or something. Because he's late to everything you always tell us.
Everything.
704-570-9595. Where was your husband when you were busy trying to have a baby? And we don't mean like he was overseas in the military, bless him. Or, you know, like my dad was a pilot. So guess what? My dad was only saw me get born. He wasn't there for my two older brothers. He was on a trip.
Take off?
No, because he was so new in the airlines in the late 1960s when my brother was born in 68 and the other brother was born in 69. They're Irish twins. So Rich was born first. My mother and my aunt and my grandma went to the hospital then. Then my dad came home from his flight and my mom said, hey, we're pregnant again. My dad goes, what? And he wasn't there for that one, but he was there for me. 7 years later, I have a really good story about my cousin and her husband, where he was. But first, let's say good morning to Tiffany in Morganton.
Tiffany.
Good morning.
Where was your husband while you were giving birth?
He went outside on a smoke break with my dad and almost missed our first child's birth.
Oh, my gosh. Did it just, like, happen to be where you progressed really fast while he was gone? Or they were like, it's almost time to push, and he's like, I need a cigarette.
Yeah, well, no, he just went outside with my dad to have a cigarette, and then while they were out, they were like, okay, let's do this, and I'm like, my husband's not here.
So when he came back, he must have been surprised to see all the action.
Yes, he was, yes, and my mother ended up being in the room, and we didn't, you know, plan on that, but she was the only one there, so.
So the baby was actually born while he was out?
No, he came in just in time.
Gotcha. Thanks, Tiffany. Because it does, sometimes it happens really fast.
I know.
Amanda and Lenore, what was your husband doing while you were having a baby?
He was on his phone playing video games while I was giving birth.
Mm-mm.
Well, the dad needs to relax too, Loren.
Like the look that I just shot Manny.
Yeah,
did you give birth to Zelda or Mario?
No, I did not. I gave birth to Enoch.
Love
Actually,
it.
He would have been more interested.
The video game thing, though.
That is cool. Thank you. Talia in Gastonia, good morning.
Good morning.
Your husband was doing what while you were giving birth?
He was asleep.
What, next to you in the hospital?
Yeah.
Nobody thought to wake him up?
I know. I yelled at him to wake him up. I kind of said some words I can't say right now.
Okay. He must have been really tired to be asleep during a child pregnancy, during your a birth. Wow.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Talia.
Hey, guys. Love you, show.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. We love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
We're talking about where was your husband when you gave birth? This guy in Great Britain was on his way to the hospital, and he and his wife liked to play pranks on each other. They were kind of a fun-loving couple. So just as a goof, he put a fishbowl on his head, and he couldn't get the fishbowl off. It stuck to his head. He had to drive to the hospital with the fishbowl on his head, and when he got there, she went into one room. He went into another. They had to take the fishbowl off of his head because it became a medical emergency. He had a hard time breathing after a while, and he missed the birth of his baby because he was dealing with that.
I would never let him live that down.
We're asking you at 704-570-9595 to tell us, where was your husband? I got a really funny story to share about my cousin's husband. We'll get to that here in a minute. Kayla in Hickory, hello.
Hi. Good morning. How are y'all?
We're okay today. We're getting through. We needed a Friday free-for-all because our week was so crazy.
Yeah, I heard.
So we're feeling it this morning. And we want to hear your story. Where was your husband while you were giving birth?
So it's actually about my parents, and I'm 30. So this is 30 years ago when my mom went into labor with me. My dad is an avid hunter. So he, of course, you know, cell phones weren't popular back then. He was in the woods hunting and didn't even know that I was born until I was already born.
Aww.
I know.
Did you come pretty early? Because, I mean, your dad, even though we didn't have phones, your dad had to think he had time.
Right.
Yeah, I was just a few days early, like 4 days early. So my mom was pissed.
Did he come back with food for the family like a caveman?
No, he was just like, I don't even think he had any luck.
Yeah, that's the worst. At least if he came back with food, he could be like, me, bring food for family. You know, man. All right, Kayla.
Well, and my parents aren't together anymore, so I don't know if that says anything about it. But
oh, boy.
I mean, if they broke up not long after, I would assume.
Yeah, they
sure did.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing. Have a great weekend, Kayla.
Thank you, you too.
Monica in Min Hill, good morning.
Good morning.
What'd your husband do?
So I was having a traction, so he took me to the hospital, checked me in. It takes a little time to process for you to get your epidural. It takes you to 10 centimeters. So he had time to kill, so he went across the street and had him sushi and a beer. While I was having a traction.
So, did he make it back from sushi and a beer by the time you were pushing and baby arrived?
He did, but of course, I didn't get to eat anything.
He should have brought you sushi and a beer. You could have had it right after you gave birth.
Right, I could, but he didn't.
You know what's so funny? He's like, sushi to me is a very filling meal. You know what I mean? Like, and to have a beer and sushi.
I think we couldn't even eat sushi, you know, during the pregnancy.
Right.
I was
just about to say, you know what she's been, like, wanting for 9 months that she couldn't eat or drink? Sushi and a beer. Would have been nice to have in the hospital room.
Monica's husband enjoyed it for her. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Monica. Thanks for calling. This is Anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Now, yours is really funny. I think you texted us, Loren. You said we had to get Anonymous on.
Oh, yeah. Her children's father was in a very funny place when she went into labor.
Yes. Well, the story's even a little bit crazier. So I have twin girls. He's a twin, so that's where that came from. But we were super young. This was 10 years ago. And, he had cheated on me and got somebody else pregnant with twin girls.
Whoa.
So two sets of twin girls. So, obviously, by the time I was having mine, it's like, okay, yes, he's done. You know, two sets of twin girls already on the way. So he went to have his appointment. But I had been in the hospital since Friday because it was kind of planned. They were both breached, so it was definitely planned. So by Tuesday, you know, still kind of waiting around, so he had his appointment. So he left to go do that. We kind of basically had to immediately call him back, and, you know, he missed his appointment. And clearly he never went back because he has another one now, too.
Get out of here. So he had a vasectomy appointment. You went into labor, and not only does he have one set of twins, but he has another set, and then another baby, too.
Yes. And this one, she's probably two now, so, and mine are 10. So he definitely never went back unless he went back after this one.
Myrtle.
Miracle baby.
Myrtle.
Yeah.
Thanks, Anonymous. That's really funny. Thank you for sharing.
Dang, stop looking at people and getting them pregnant. You know when people are like that fertile and you're like, please don't even look at me.
Jackie and Henderson, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So you pranked your husband on April Fool's, and you kind of did the boy who cried wolf because he didn't believe you afterwards, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty funny when I did it at the time. I kind of just stood there with the water bottle in my hand and waited for him to notice it, and he packed the entire car, got, like, everything ready. He's like, let's go, and I was like, babe, my water didn't break. So
April Fool's.
April Fool's. So when we decided to have a little mini baby moon and we went to a hotel, my water broke, but I just happened to be holding a, like, pot full of pasta that had the water in it still. And he was like, no way. And I was like, it just broke. And he was like, no.
And he wouldn't
leave. I'm not falling for that again.
He was like, nice try. I was like, no, it really did. And so then I walked and, of course, more water fell out. He's like, oh, okay, now I'll take you.
So how quickly after that point, Jackie, did the baby come?
Pretty quickly. I mean, I was only in labor for like maybe 10 hours.
Yeah. So it's like, hey, bro, we got to get out. We got to go now. I got 8 hours left.
It was like 10 minutes arguing over whether or not my water broke. I was like, I'm pretty sure I would know.
That's funny. Thanks, Jackie. Thanks to everyone who called. There's a lot of people on the line. We can't get to all of them. But real quick, my cousin went into labor with her second baby, and he had just moved into a neighborhood. And the neighbor had this hot rod car, And I mean, they'd moved in like 2 weeks earlier. So the neighbor was like, hey, his name's Sonny. Hey, Sonny, let's go for a ride. You know, let's take the Mustang out. We'll go for a ride. So Sonny's like, all right, you know, but he knew he had to stay close to the vest because my cousin's ready to give birth at any moment. So he rides with the neighbor, but the neighbor takes off like 10 miles away and stops into a strip club.
Oh, my gosh.
Her water breaks. My aunt has to call Sonny on his cell. They're like, where the hell are you? He's like, you're never going to guess. I'm with Eddie, the neighbor. We're at a strip club, but I didn't want to say no because I wanted to be cool to the new neighbor.
Oh, my gosh.
So he had to have the neighbor drop him off at the hospital from the strip club. Is that a story?
Oh, my gosh.
And by the way, my niece Sparkles, amazing. She's so sweet.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Amazon, how do you do it? Amazon, they really have their finger in everything. You know what I saw yesterday?
What?
That delivered to my home is like a UPS truck or like a big mail truck, but Amazon. Amazon doesn't have those little vans anymore. Well, they still have those little vans, but they also have like the big UPS size truck.
You've never seen those?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
No, I haven't seen them. It surprised me, but Amazon now, they're in the hair salon game. Amazon Salon is happening and will combine classic hair care services with new technology for a unique experience.
Whoa, wait. The actual service or like you can purchase shampoo and conditioner?
The online retail giant is getting into the hair salon biz and has confirmed that Amazon Salon is a go. The two-story, 1,500-square-foot salon is opening in London. And if it works out, it could be one of many more to come. They'll offer customers hair care services with new styling technology products and services. Clients will be able to try out virtual hair colors through technology and use point and learn displays to learn about the product on the shelf just by pointing at it. While also getting their hair did, people can entertain themselves watching their Amazon Prime videos and their shows. The owner of the salon in London is providing hair care services with her team of stylists. And just like any other salon, safety comes first. They'll be providing free face masks, hand sanitizer to all their guests, temperature checks.
I don't hate this idea.
At first, it'll only be available to Amazon employees when it first opens. But in the coming weeks, the general public will be allowed in.
I think that's smart to try it out with your employees first.
And in London. And if it's successful, they'll move on. But can you just see, like, you have to understand, I watched this Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon. I watched his documentary.
Is his goal to kill all local business?
His goal is just to offer as much as he possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right from the start, that's the way he was wired. He's a businessman. And in 1993... he heard about this internet coming where people around the world can access everything all together. So he said, what can I sell that there's a ton of, that there's no shortage of ever? And that's books.
Yeah.
That's how Amazon started. So he goes, I just bought warehouses and warehouses and warehouses and loaded them with books. And when people ordered books and we didn't have it, we called somewhere and found the book. So his whole thing was like, and why did it have to stop at books? If somebody wants an umbrella for their back patio, let's get the umbrellas and have thousands of them.
So this is dumb, but I didn't realize that Amazon started with books. Now that you say that, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're putting so many retailers out of business.
They really are. And you know why a lot of people don't like him is because he, again, this documentary is awesome.
I love him. It makes my life way more convenient.
I agree. And I think everybody should go watch this documentary. I found it on YouTube. It's a PBS documentary. It's an hour and a half. I'm only through the first hour. I need Amanda to be with me to finish or else I'll cheat on her. But he just says that brick and mortar stores prevent everybody from going in. He's like, somebody in Phoenix can't go to the same store in Chicago. He's like, but with the internet, they can.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, like, if you want to buy something and a company wants to, like a small mom and pop shop wants to sell it on Amazon, do you know they also have the Amazon version of that right next to it? and it's like the Amazon Choice.
Wait, what?
So you're let's say you own a store and you're selling razors and it's like the blah 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 Loren Hair Shop razor shop. Underneath it or on top of it is the Amazon razor, same price as that, and it's like Amazon Choice.
It's on Prime, and like you get it faster.
So they charge you for being on their website, but they're also going to out-product you.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people don't like Bezos. But you're right. He does sure make life easy, doesn't he?
He sure does.
You know what else is easy? Listening to the legendary Friday free-for-all. We got more songs coming up, more throwbacks all morning long right through 10 a.m. I see Chris Brown, Katy Perry, Nelly, Pink. They're all coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Manny's eyes.
Here's the thing. Everybody is a 7 with the mask on, right? It's when you take the mask off that you either become a 10 or a 2. It's as simple as that.
Here, Manny. Weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
So Mother's Day is quickly coming, you guys. It'll be here before you know it. And we wanted to do something really cool for all the moms out there. That's why we have come to you with the MRL Show Mother's Day Getaway. That's right. Just head to kiss951.com for your chance to win a hotel stay and spa treatment for mom at the Grand Bohemian Hotel in Uptown.
Woohoo!
We'll even throw in dinner so that mom doesn't have to cook for the family. So the family gets dinner. Mom leaves the house, goes and spoils herself with a spa night. Hotel, all that stuff. Grand Bohemian's a beautiful hotel uptown, isn't it?
It is. It's brand new. They've got a spa.
Oh, love that. Just go to kiss951.com to nominate your mom, or shall I say, mominate your mom. Mominator. Kiss951.com. It's a thankless job to be a mom, you know? And by the way, we know that some people, their aunt is their mother. Go ahead, nominate your aunt, your older sister, whoever you want. Got to be 18 or older to be nominated. And go nominate someone right now. Kiss951.com. Thank you to the Grand Bohemian Hotel Uptown for spoiling our mom on Mother's Day. Okay, now why did you have to bother Roy on vacation? He left yesterday morning to go to Puerto Rico. And you had to call him?
Well, to be fair, he called me because I texted him. But we have a surprise for you, Manny, because your birthday is on Sunday.
Right.
And
April 25th.
We are getting you something, but it hasn't arrived yet. So I was calling him to find out where it was. And if it didn't come, obviously we couldn't do it today. Should we wait until Monday?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be back on Monday anyway, so then we can really celebrate your birthday.
Okay, so the birthday surprise will be Monday?
Yes.
Is it a cameo?
I can't tell you.
Because we said that, though. We said we were going to do cameos for each other for birthdays, and mine's the first one this year.
I can't tell you what it is.
And what celebrity's late on their cameo? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is it Brody Jenner? Hey, Brody, get on your horse, bro.
I can't tell you.
Nicole,
it'll
do you know what
surprise.
It is?
I know what it is, yeah.
Do you know why it's late?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, kind of.
Is it a shipping problem?
It's a contact problem.
You could say that.
Okay, so it is a cameo.
I can't, dude.
You just played right into my hands, you two.
Stop.
It's not.
Stop. Why do you want to ruin the surprise?
Because I don't know what cameo you got me. That's equally as fun. I'm just curious who it is. I already know who I'm going to get you for your cameo.
Who?
I'm not going to say. It's late.
Dude, you can't afford Jennifer Lopez. Just stop.
By the way, do you think J-Lo and Mark Anthony are going to get back together?
No.
Why are you so quick to say that?
Listen, I love Mark Anthony. I'm sure he's a great guy, but she's way too smoking hot to be with Mark Anthony.
She's got twins with him. They were married.
I know that they were. And I didn't understand it then either.
Okay. He's not with anybody, is he?
I want to say he is with someone now.
Because that was a question in Can't Beat Loren this morning. 5 pop culture questions at 7:35. Mark Anthony and J-Lo are apparently...
I think he's married again.
Leaning on each other after J-Lo's breakup with A-Rod. And they had the kids together. So that's why I was wondering if maybe you thought they would get back together. We need to play some J-Lo here in the Legendary Friday Free-For-All in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, I didn't realize he was married to a Miss Universe at some point, too.
Yeah, he's got game, dude.
He must have game.
Yeah, he does. All right, so birthday surprise on Monday. You're not saying it's a cameo, but it's also not a shipping problem. It's a delay. It's a contact problem.
Dude, I'm not saying you're not going to get me in trouble.
Okay.
Like, Roy will be upset if I tell you what it is.
How are you guys? I love your show. I love you, and I listen to you every morning.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
From the interesting study files, we found this on the website Vice. 1 in 10 people won't ever delete their ex's nude pictures they have in their phones.
That is why I never sent them. You're not going to get me. Because listen, I know I probably wouldn't delete them either.
Why do you keep them? I'm trying to think in my head. Is it for blackmail, or are you keeping them because of nostalgia?
Maybe nostalgia.
Mm-hmm. Remember when? 40% of people admit to saving an intimate photo of their ex. A shocking 1 in 10 say they're never going to delete them, like, ever. And it turns out millennials are the age group most likely to have the secret stash of nudes. Almost half of them say they've held on to the risque pictures of their ex, and a third of them for over a month after the split. Men were far more likely than women to be nude hoarders, although Loren just proved us wrong. with almost half of them fessing up as it compared to a third of women. But surprisingly, the study found more money you make, the more likely you are to hold on to nudes. That's a weird fact, right?
That For some reason, a really weird fact.
People making over $53,000 were found, $53K a year were found to keep explicit photos more than people making less than that.
How do you think they made that money?
Selling the photos?
No, it's just blackmail.
Oh, blackmail, yeah. How about you, Nicole? Do you have any pictures of exes in your phone?
No, there was when Lauren and I date, I mean, we dated for 4.5 years. So there was like a point after that where I was like, I have to physically find the time to go back and look through 4.5 years of pictures to delete. And I can admit, like, that probably took some time, but never did I ever look back on it. It was just like, I have to go and physically delete them.
Nudes.
Yeah.
You didn't have them under your favorites, nothing like that.
No, they were just like saved as they came in.
And you had that many of them that it took you that long to go through and delete them?
No, but I'm saying, like, to scroll through 4.5 years of pictures you take on your phone.
You think about it. If you had to go back to something that, like, Amanda randomly sent you, it would take you a really long time. That's why I said, like, if they come in, do you file them? Like, how do you keep track of them?
No, I didn't. I mean, and to be clear, like, it wasn't like a freaking photo album or like
a
crazy amount of pictures. But, I mean, there were a couple here and there, and there was a point in time where that did make someone else uncomfortable. So I was like, but it wasn't because I was consciously keeping them. It was just like, I never look at them and they're 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Listen, it might surprise you, but like, I don't think I have any of exes. I have none.
That's because.
What? Go ahead. What?
Listen, I'm in the same boat, okay? Like, you've been with your wife for as long as I've been with Dallas. So me making the joke on you is me making the joke on me, too. But there were not camera phones like there are now around when we were in the dating pools.
My golden age? Yeah. I bet you if I started up some old phones, I might find something. Like the old brick Nokia phones?
Yeah, but it would be so pixelated, you won't be able to tell what it was anyway.
It's horrible. It's horrible. I do know that I saved a text message from a semi-famous singer. She had like 2 hits, and she was visiting a city I lived in, and she sent me some fun stuff. Just me. How proud was I?
Okay.
And I never deleted it, and the phone is in my keepsake box. And if I could plug the phone in, I could find the old text messages again.
Mm.
But I'm talking about it's the old phone where you had to hit 111222 to spell it out. Yeah. So, well, let's see. If you're 1 in 10 people, then you still have your ex's nudes on your phone. Good for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.